Talking this morning with Representative Daryl Fincher, our third call on this edition of Capitol Call. And if your week was like what Mr. Strom and Senator Daniels had, another busy week at the Capitol. Good morning.
Good morning. It was a very busy week at the Capitol. One of the things I want to point out, though, is for today, I am the snowzar for the Bartlesville Public School, so yes, I received a call right at the beginning from Chuck McCauley telling us, classes were canceled. Just want to tell the kids to make sure they get out there and scrape the windshields for the parents if they have not done so.
Always do a great turn for the parents if you're going to be out of school, and maybe volunteer to scrape something for the neighbor as well. I'm sure you've been in contact with the education community just because you're a friend to education, and they have some issues like getting more money into the funding formula and getting more money into the classroom is important.
That's right. As a matter of fact, a delegation of Bartlesville teachers came up to see me on Tuesday, came down. We had a nice long conversation about what's happening on education and what's happening in the Capitol. One of the big bills that we passed out of the Appropriations and Budget Committee was for National Board Certified Teachers, providing some extra compensation for them. Now, for people who don't know, a National Board Certified Teacher is a teacher it's basically taken them a year, and it's a very, very intense process. Any teacher who's done it will tell you it's extremely intense. You have to gather data. You have videos. You send in student work. You send in your plans. And it's very expensive. It can cost up to $1,000. And we've removed some of the funding for them in the past. At this one, we were able to pass through committee a bill to restore funding. And one of the best parts about this were the teachers who wrote me. And they talked about how becoming a National Board Certified Teacher was the best professional development they ever did, and it makes a difference in their students' lives. And so I was happy to be able to vote for this bill and actually sign on as co-sponsor for it.
And, of course, that means that you're going to monitor that bill through the legislative process, at least in the House. Who's going to carry the bill in the Senate, do you know?
We don't know yet. We're still pulling together the Senate authors. It still has one more committee hearing to go through the what's called the full appropriations and budget. But we're feeling pretty confident that it will actually make some headway and end up being as part of our compensate or as part of the full budget.
And that will be part of the budget process as well. And, of course, nationally, board certified teachers, when the process started, it was a 10-year stipend, but sometimes funding issues don't always make that issue a 10-year stipend for those teachers. So hopefully it can continue.
That is correct, and that's what we're really pushing for.
Other items, either in committee work or on the floor, what have you been able to take some action on or be interested in so far?
Well, one of the ones that we're starting to work on is I've got a couple of bills working that I'm pushing into committee and will be heard by the Common Ed Committee. Now, I don't have a seat on the Common Ed because I'm the vice chair of the Higher Ed and Career Tech. But one of the bills is basically a technical correction for some things that need to be done. And the other one is a bill that would allow schools under a certain set of conditions, if they come up with new criteria, to actually opt out of publishing the report card. Data still needs to be acquired because that's a federal funding issue, but to actually develop their own criteria, it's a little bit complex, but it's something that will give some more flexibility to schools. One of the big things that happened on the floor, of course, that you may have heard from the others has to do with the open carry, permitless carry, some call it constitutional carry that we have. That's a very emotional issue on both sides of the aisle. But one of the reasons for this particular bill is it still maintains prohibition on carrying in certain places, and we wanted to make sure that that happened. If the Senate bill came over, that eliminated the prohibition on carry in any place, so you could carry basically anywhere.
And I'm sure someone will want to know, but as I understand it, if you were prohibited under the other previous guidance, you're still prohibited as far as we're checking to make sure the individual is not a felon, and if it's against the law to carry a firearm into a building, it's still illegal, whether it's open carry, constitutional carry, or under whatever legal guidance allows you to do it, right?
That is correct. If you are not legally allowed, be expecting to talk to your friendly local law enforcement officer.
I know that there are other issues that you probably would like to talk to, but I am trying to keep my time with each of you more or less constant. Final point, is there anything else that we need to talk about this morning?
Just a very final point. I've got one bill that I've moved in that's called the Oklahoma's Virtually Everywhere Act. And basically, I want us to become the leader in helping work on telepresence in Oklahoma. That means that even if a company doesn't move here, our workers, even in the rural areas, you know, our people, our citizens can actually work for them. But we need to develop some infrastructure, some plans, and so this is the beginning stages of that.
Okay, well, we'll hopefully update that as the process continues. Mr. Fincher, thank you so much for talking to us this morning, and hopefully the roads will be better next Friday morning.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate that, and people are free to contact me anytime and give me their opinions.
And,
thank
of course,
you.
Your legislator's information is always on the House or Senate websites as appropriate, okhouse.gov or oksenate.gov. Daryl Fincher, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Talk to you. Bye.
That's Capital Call, brought to you by Phillips 66.